Good morning. It is a Monday morning. You know what that means. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start at the your column this morning, which has to do with the pay raise. The commission set to release the report today. We know they're calling for quite a raise for lawmakers. I'll let you do the numbers, but as you're pointing out today, there's no guarantee that the raise will go to the governor.
The pay raise commission last week approved pay raises for the lawmakers. They would go up to $130,000 a year. Right now it is $79,500. They would also impose on the lawmakers restrictions, including limits on outside income and the end of legislative stipends. They also approved raises for the attorney general, the state comptroller, and they recommended raises for the governor and lieutenant governor. The governor would go from $179,000 to $250,000. The hitch there is it's a recommendation because by law they couldn't approve the raises for them like they did with the other offices. The legislature will have to come back and actually pass a joint resolution granting those raises. Now, some lawmakers and legislative officials are saying it won't be that easy. They're upset that this commission put through a lot of the restrictions on lawmakers, but not the governor. So they may push for certain reforms within the governor's office if he wants his raise.
The devil, as always, is in the details. Well, let's talk about some of the shakeups in the governor's staff as he brings in some new faces.
Yeah, not surprisingly, as he begins a new term, especially a third term, you're going to see a lot of people leave and a lot of people come in or promoted. Cuomo has brought in one-time staffers to Barack Obama, Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, even the now-defunct State Independent Democratic Conference. Basically, Danny Lever, who was press secretary, is being elevated to communications director. He's bringing in Timothy Hartz as new director of executive operations. Hartz in the Obama administration was a special assistant to the president and the White House deputy director of advanced operations. He's bringing in a former U.S. attorney and a Brooklyn DA personnel to become his new chief special counsel for ethics, risk, and compliance. In this environment, that's a big position. He's just brought in a lot of different people right now that he hopes will provide new blood going into a third term that has always proven difficult for a lot of elected officials.
So, Ken, let's talk state of the state. It comes the first Wednesday in January, but there's a little bit different way it's going to go this year.
Right, and actually, we're probably not going to have a state of the state the first week of January. The governor, which he's done twice in the past, is going to merge his state of the state address with his budget address, and that means he'll do it later in January. He's doing it this year. He has an inaugural address on January 1, which he's going to do on Ellis Island, and he decided to merge the other two speeches rather than have to do three. Other governors have done three. He did three his first year, but now he's only going to do the two this year.
Finally, perhaps one of the hottest topics in New York City is the issue of Amazon in Long Island City, Queens. We've talked about Representative Gianaris and his now not such glowing support for the project. And the numbers on this is where the experts are a little bit critical and the lawmakers are pushing back.
Yeah, the governor says that it's a 9-to-1 win for the state in that for every basically $1 billion in taxes that Amazon would have to pay in payroll taxes and other taxes, Amazon would get $100 million in tax breaks, but the state would get $900 million in new tax revenue. He says that is a deal he would take every day. However, lawmakers in a new report that came out say it's not that simple because, you know, the state and New York City are going to have to pay more money to educate at schools, you know, these 25,000 new employees, their families, there's going to be more transportation costs. There's going to be a lot more local costs. So they say it's not just as simple as saying, well, you know, they give us $1 billion, we give them $100 million back, and we pocket the rest.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays for more. Head to nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. More of our conversation, of course, online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.